Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my most humble and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Heartfelt greetings to all of you present here on the holy occasion of Makara Sankranti. Let me begin by chanting a Telugu poem that Bhagwan would very often quote in the beginning of his Sankranti discourses, describing the beauty, the glory and grandeur of the Sankranti festival. Dinakarudu శాంతుడై తోచే దినకరుడు శాంతుడై తోచే దినములింకను కురుచులయ్యను చలిగాలి చురుకు వచ్చే పొలములన్ రేటి గ్రుడ్డి వెన్నెలలోన కుప్పలన్ ఊర్చు కాపులు గొంతులెత్తి పదములన్ పాడతొడగిరి జనుపచేలకు ముత్యాల సరులు గూర్చి మిరుప పండ్లకు కుంకుమ మెరుపు దాల్చి బంతి పూవులము గంబు అల్లంత విప్పి మన గృహంబున ధాన్య సంపదలు నిల్పి సరసురాలైన సరసురాలైన సంక్రాంతి పండుగొచ్చే. స్వామి బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ద ఫెస్టివల్ ఆఫ్ సంక్రాంతి, వేర్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ గెట్ టుగెదర్, మెంబర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ, ద ఫార్మర్స్ కమ్ టుగెదర్, హీప్ అప్ దేర్ హార్వెస్ట్స్, సిట్ టుగెదర్ and sing together the glory of God and nature. Nature is at its best during the festival of Sankranti. There are two aspects which are very significant, which I would like to highlight when it comes to the festival of Sankranti. The first is prosperity. Yes, material prosperity at one level. The farmers come together in their fields, irrespective of any kind of distinction, be it a laborer, be it a tiller, be it the landowner, all of them come together, pull up their harvests, pound the harvest, collect the grains, put these grains into a common fire, and cook up a very sweet delicacy, what we commonly call as the sweet pongal. And as a matter of gratitude, offer it to the Lord. They offer it to Sun God. The Sun God is the one who energizes the entire universe. He is the one, the reason behind the seasons, the one who causes day and night, the one who ensures that all human activity happens. It's very important that we pay our gratitude to Sun God. Swami would very often in his discourses mention the person who does not have gratitude. Kritagnagna, that's the word Swami would use. He will lose his vision because the Sun God will take away the vision from his eyes. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna mentions, Yadaditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam yat chandramasi yachagnau tattejo vidhi mamakam. I am that source of energy that you see shining in the sun, the moon and the fire. There's one important characteristic feature of the sun. The sun takes in through the process of evaporation small drops of water from various water sources and water bodies. And what happens to these droplets of water? Sahasragunam utsrushtum adattehi rasam brahi. These small droplets of water are given back to humanity in the form of copious rainfall during the monsoons. Copious rainfall, bountiful rainfall, which is very, very essential for survival of human life on this earth. What do we learn from this? We learn that we too need to give our small little droplets of effort. We too need to offer our little drops of pure, unsullied love at his lotus feet, and what we will get back is nothing but infinite, abundant grace of the Lord. The second aspect that I would like to highlight of the Sankranti festival is that of progress, of change for the better. The sun moves from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere, from the Dakshinayana to the Uttarayana on this day. It is indicative of human progress. Human beings too need to move from negativity to positivity, from bad to good, from darkness to light, from the old to the new. Change is something which is very constant in human life. There's nothing in this world that goes untouched by change. Change is a constant. But then, there is one more constant in human life, in today's world especially, and that constant is the feeling among all of us that we do not want to change. Change is a constant, but there is one more constant feeling in our hearts which says, let us be where we are, let us not change for the better. Let us stagnate where we are. But then when there are two constants, obviously, there is no relative progress that is made. However, if we keep God as the guiding star and keep Him as the constant in our lives, focus all our energies, offer all our activities at His lotus feet, keep Him as the goal, and move in that direction. I think, as Bhagwan has very often told us, there could be no better progress for us as human beings, spiritual progress. For us, here in the Sri Satya Sai educational institutions, the students, the staff and the teachers, Sankranti holds a third significance. It's a day when we all gather together here at Bhagwan's lotus feet and offer our gratitude to Him. Offer our feeling of gratitude and love. Bhagwan very kindly, in His divine benevolence, is ready to give us all the many rewards and awards and prizes that we see. But what is the best reward that we could seek from Bhagwan? During the past 1 month or so, all of us belonging to his educational institutions have put in a lot of effort, have undergone a lot of physical pressure, have given our mind, body and soul to put up the best of performances in his divine presence. But what was the feeling behind all this? I think if the feeling was one of selflessness, one focused at only one outcome. And what is that outcome? The outcome of pleasing Bhagwan. Then I think we all have already been amply rewarded by Swami. What is the best trophy that we can ask of him? I think, as I just mentioned, with a feeling of selflessness, with a focus on pleasing him, if we all, each and every single individual here, offers all our efforts at his lotus feet with the only feeling of seeing a smile of immense satisfaction play on his divine countenance, I think that will enrich our hearts and we will all find a great sense of fulfillment. With these few words, I pray to Bhagwan to bless us all and give us the strength that we seek him and him alone in all our activities and endeavors, and our goal should always be to please him and see a smile on his face, that his children, all of us, are living up to his expectations. With these few words, I conclude. Now, I have the pleasure of introducing the speakers for this morning's session. The first speaker is Dr. Rani P.L., Associate Professor and Head, Department of English Language and Literature, Anantapur Campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Dr. Rani has been a meritorious Balvikas student from Kerala, securing the first rank in the Balvikas Group 2 and Group 3 examinations. Dr. Rani joined the Anantapur campus in the year 1988 for the pre-university course, after which in the year 1993 she graduated with a degree in BSc Physics. In the year 1995 she completed her MA in English at Bhagwan's behest, after which in the year 1996 she joined as a faculty member in the Department of English in the Anantapur campus of our university. She has been a former member of the Women's Brass Band and has been instrumental in the growth of the Women's Brass Band group in the Anantapur campus for the past few decades. She has also been blessed to speak in Bhagwan's divine physical presence on several occasions. Following Dr. Rani, we will have 5 student speakers who will address us in the order which I am now mentioning. The first speaker is Ms. M. Amrita of 3rd BSc class from the Anantapur campus of the university. Ms. Amrita hails from Bhimavaram in Andhra Pradesh. The second speaker is Mr. Arvind Narayan from Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam. Mr. Arvind is studying in his 12th class MCAE group and he hails from New Delhi. The third speaker is Mr. Suhas Subramanya from the Muddanahalli campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of High Learning. He is pursuing his third year BBA. He is from San Diego, United States of America. The fourth speaker is from the Vrindavan campus of our university, Mr. Sai Rishikesh. He is pursuing his third year BSc Bioscience Honours. He hails from Coimbatore. Following him, the last speaker for the morning, last student speaker for the morning from Prashanthi Neelam campus of the university, Mr. K.M. Sridhar of second year MBA. He hails from Coimbatore. I now request the speakers to come and share their thoughts with us in the order just mentioned, starting with Dr. Rani P.L. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Beloved Swami, today is an occasion when we can vocalize what we silently feel every day of the year. An undying sense of gratitude, which I do not want to limit in those usual words. I would rather let every one of the students seated here to feel it in their own hearts, in their own way, to tell you how much you do to mold us and make us the way you would have us. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters of the Sai fraternity and Swami's sole property, our dear students, Sai Ram to each of you. It would be inappropriate for me to go ahead without offering the Sankranti greetings. So wishing each of you a very joyful Makara Sankranti. This is the time the cold winter gives way to the warm summer. Similarly, let's pray and hope and wish that there will be the cool rays of divine grace in our lives and the warm sunshine of divine love filling our being at all times. In the little time that I have in front of me, I wish to share with all of you a few perspectives that I have gathered on the sports meet. It comes from my 3-decade-long involvement with the sports meet in different capacities. True to my profession, let me begin with a literary perspective. The sports meet to me is a spiritual allegory. There is more meaning and significance to every event that happens, much more than what meets the eye. The ceremonial procession on 11th morning is one time that the entire student body sorely misses the physical presence of Bhagwan. But let me, based on my reflection, let you see what significance it could have even today. Recap to 11th morning. All of us are seated in the Hillview Stadium. There is a lot of hustle bustle around us. The students are preparing for the different events on the ground. Crowds are pouring in. Colorful festoons are swaying in the breeze. And suddenly there is a burst of crackers that jolts us back from our reverie. And then we know the Divine One has arrived. Oftentimes, even in our lives, it is with a jolt that we realize the presence and the need for God. It's sometimes an incredible happening, happy or unhappy, a disease, a tragedy, a bereavement, an unbelievable accomplishment. Something like this is what usually jolts us to acknowledge the presence of God. And thus the burst of crackers make all of us turn our gaze and fix it at the farthest end of the stadium. And then you find young men and women smartly clad receiving Bhagwan on the motorbikes. Consider young men and women of this age given a motorbike, the latest brand and model. You would have them ride it at crazy speeds into destinationless places. But look at the contrast that happens here. They are slow, they are steady, and they have to at every second concentrate on balancing themselves because they are receiving God amidst themselves. This is what happens when we receive God into our midst. A balance will be made necessary and possible. Steadiness will be made necessary and possible. And then the bands take over. They have to blow with their mouths the right intensity of air into their instruments. Their fingers have to go over the right keys to produce the right musical notes. All at the same time, their feet have to keep pace with the marching beats. Three different things at the same time to bring harmony and splendor. Yes, when the Lord enters our lives, there has to be harmony between what we think, what we say, and what our limbs do. And when there is this purity of thought, word, and deed that is achieved by the presence of God, that's when there is music, there is melody, there is elegance, there is dignity. Go ahead and you find the flag bearers waiting to receive Bhagwan. They're holding their poles still and upright. The flags may be of different colors and shades. So are each of us of different natures and personalities. But when the Lord enters our lives, we make that canopy all together at one go. But to be able to do that, there has to be a stillness that we achieve in our lives and our beings. There has to be uprightness that will come with the coming of God. And when He has reached our closest proximity, humility will set in. The flag bearers dip their flags in respect and humility. The surest sign of the closest proximity of the Lord is humility. And then Bhagwan reaches the center stage and takes the throne that is exclusively reserved for Him. And in our own lives, this is exactly how He arrives and occupies that single seat sofa, as He Himself describes it, in our own hearts. Enthrones Himself in our own hearts once we have achieved balance, stillness, uprightness, harmony, and whatnot, all of which are qualities of one touched by God. Once He has enshrined Himself at the center of our beings, He is a witness to every event that happens in the playground of our lives. So to me, the sports meet is a spiritual allegory of this sort. You could extend this metaphor to any event that happens in the sports meet, including what happens today, and find what meaning and significance there could be lying hidden therein. My second perspective is that the sports meet is a process of purification. Once the Lord becomes the eternal witness to our deeds, there has to be purity in what we do. One cannot have a dichotomy between intention and action. And if there is synchrony between intention, articulation, and action, there will be essentially purity in our actions. Repeatedly, campus after campus, speaker after speaker say that every little event in the sports meet is done to bring that smile on Bhagwan's face, to fill the divine heart with joy with our tiny acts of love. I recall in 2007, the girls' band was just picking up excellence, and they felt, in addition to the opportunity to receive Bhagwan in the procession, they could probably also try and play marches for the parade. After all, is there another university in the country which has a women's marching brass band that is capable of playing for an entire parade? They thought this could be a point of pride for beloved Bhagwan. So the girls decided that they would practice a couple of marches and make a prayer to play for the parade also. The proposal was put up to the administration. The then vice chancellor wanted to give a fair try to the girls, came himself to personally supervise how this could happen so that he could report it to Bhagwan and seek his kind approval. The girls had painstakingly practiced the three marches. But unfortunately, the last minute, due to some unforeseen reasons, there was resistance and the trial itself was called off. The girls were heartbroken, inconsolable. They sobbed their way through the whole morning and afternoon without practicing any further. The teachers in charge had a very, very tough time trying to make them see that if they have done it with the pure intention of making Bhagwan listen to them, it shall happen. After much cajoling, they went back to the dormitory. Since we had lost the whole day in no practice, we decided that we would come back at 4:30 to resume practice, maybe in better spirits, despite the disappointments. So at 4:30, while it was not our slot timing and everybody was in the Kulwant Hall waiting for Bhagwan's darshan, this bunch of girls and probably another set of students who needed more practice for some other item were at the stadium. Around 4:30, there was hustle bustle, and from atop the Chaitanya Jyoti, we noticed that Bhagwan's car had just come into the stadium. And at the far end, we could see this tiny orange speck. Of course, we couldn't rush and run and reach the other end because we didn't know what Bhagwan had come for. We continued to hope and pray that we would have an opportunity. The girls went back to practice. Bhagwan was seated in the Shanti Vedika, not on the stage, down below. And the Vrindavan campus was showing Bhagwan their display. When all of a sudden I received a telephonic message from a senior professor who said, "Ma'am, the Vrindavan campus has aerosports and the students have to take off from the Satisai airport, which will take a couple of minutes. And meanwhile, we want to keep Bhagwan engaged so that he will stay to watch the rest of our program. Do you think the band can play some tunes to keep Swami engaged?" Now, this was a bolt from the blue. Hardly 4 hours after their disappointment, Here is Bhagwan creating a totally unforeseen circumstance. And then we are getting a request that the girls play. ASAP, we went down the road from Chaitanya Jyoti, all the way that half kilometer nearly to Shakti Vedika. Bhagwan looked agreeably and nodded that they could play. They marched right in front of Bhagwan. At a distance of about 7 to 10 feet, they positioned themselves. And exclusively for Bhagwan, they played the marches that they had practiced. The paragliders could have arrived after the first march. They didn't. After the second march, I expected that now they would come and we would have to close and leave. They didn't. They finished with the third tune and the paragliders arrived. There was no audience in the entire stadium. There were just a few people who Bhagwan had brought with him. And then I realized the girls had genuinely practiced tunes for Bhagwan to hear. They had no more disappointments that they didn't play for the parade. For exactly the three tunes that they wanted Bhagwan to hear, Bhagwan had created an opportunity for listening to. So, the purity of purpose, every time we say that we are doing this or that for the sports meet, if it is not just so I get a photograph or a video shoot, not so I get a trophy or an accolade, if it is, that might come. Those things might just follow secondarily. But if it is primarily so, my talent and ability is ennobled by making it a worshipful offering to Bhagwan, then he will not only accept it, but will also in unbelievable ways acknowledge it. So sports meet to me is a process of purification of our intentions. My third perspective. Sports meet is an experiment and an exercise in logic, and at the same time, it defies all logic. When we start planning for the sports meet, we are planning accurately, precisely, with great precision. What is the height of the structure from which the bungee jump will happen? We are planning what is the grid length, how many grids should be drawn on the ground, what should be the diameter of the trampoline, what should be the height at which the basketball basket has to be placed. With great precision, accuracy and scientificness, we plan the events, every one of us. But tell me, on the final day, when that student is jumping off a moving bike into another one, is he thinking of precision, or would you call that a leap of faith? Faith begins where rational thinking sometimes ends. I will close with a mathematical perspective on this. What is the probability, with all your knowledge of permutations and combinations, that when 125 balloons of 6 different shades are released into the air, that exactly one So, out of the 125 balloons of 6 different shades released about 300 meters away from where it landed, in a stadium as vast as I don't know, I asked a couple of people the dimensions of the stadium. It's so vast, I didn't think anybody could actually measure it. But let's say a guesswork of 200 meters diameter. In such a vast space, you release 125 balloons of 6 different shades. What is the probability, according to all mathematical laws, that an orange one, and not any other color, finds its way straight to where Bhagwan's chair and Bhagwan's picture is and not anywhere else in that vast space. This is where I think the sports meet defies logic and reasoning sometimes. And why did the balloon come? The reasons could be many. Bhagwan wanted to let us know his presence, maybe. Bhagwan wanted us to remember that he is in charge and he is the doer, maybe. Bhagwan wanted to sign off the entire day's event with his own signature, just so none of us takes exclusive credit for all that happened. Bhagwan wanted every child who worked so hard with that pure intention that I was talking about to feel his love and be reassured of their faith. The reasons could be all of these, any of these, or much more than any of these. We need not rationalize this. We simply need to feel it and experience it to feel reassured. At the cost of being repetitive, I like to recall these lines that came to me in 2011 because I think they are still very relevant. Some say he is no more. My heart says he is now more. The presence has merely turned into an omnipresence. The finite has simply turned into the infinite. He then resided in a place. Today, he pervades the entire space. We then watched him with our open eyes. Today, we seek him with our closed eyes. Beloved Bhagwan, help us find you as we seek you with closed eyes. Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram, my most humble salutations at the lotus feet of our Divine Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, teachers, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all present here. 11th of January gains utmost significance in the life of every Sai student because we exhibit our prowess, acumen and their delivery as an expression of love for our beloved Bhagwan. The annual sports and cultural meet stands as a testimony to the integral approach of our Bhagwan's educational institutions. Since the end of December, every practice session not only perfected our postures and formations, but also instilled in us patience and perseverance. When we were in the process of perfecting our roles, Bhagwan consciously chiseled our personalities. We felt his guidance at every step. To us Sai students and teachers, sacrificing our physical comforts did not matter, as our ultimate goal was only to give our best at his lotus feet. Bhagwan was very particular that every student and teacher participated in this sports meet. Some of us may not have performed on the final day, yet we work together to make this event a grand success. Emphasizing this spirit of unity, our brass band and Nadaswaram played Vaishnava Janato in fusion. Be it performing in the mid-air at 40 feet or forming human pyramids, we feared not falling down because we knew that our divine master is there to raise us up. With him as our focal point, even spinning with a 16 kg tanura skirt seemed effortless. Indeed, it was a true inspiration to see the pride in Bhagwan's eyes that the depiction of our dear Lord's story turned out magical on the final day. This filled our hearts with great joy and gratitude, and we understood that the impossible turns possible with our loving God's divine finishing touch. In this context, it is important that we recognize the inner significance behind the sports meet given by our Bhagwan himself. So I take this opportunity to quote the divine words from the discourse given on 14th of January 1992. Bhagwan said, and I quote, "Students, you have performed a variety of gymnastic feats. You have distinguished yourselves in variety of games. Although these games have a value of their own in the physical plane, there is something greater than all the health benefits. It is this message. Life is a game. Play it. You must learn to treat life itself as a big game. To achieve success in this game, you have to cultivate good thoughts, good speech, and good actions." I unquote. Bhagwan started sports meet only to draw us nearer to him. We have learned that if a few golden minutes offered at his lotus feet can give us such boundless joy and grace, how magical it would be to offer every minute of our lives at his lotus feet. In conclusion, through this year's sports meet, which gave us a platform to discover our hidden talents, we have learned the greatest lesson of our lives, that working unitedly, forgetting differences, and adapting to the circumstances, we can make even a small contribution by each one of us as a great addition to the grandeur of our Bhagwan's divine mission. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
यथा बिंबमेकं रवेरंबरस्थं प्रतिच्छायया तावदेकोदकेषु समुद्भासतेनेक रूपं यथावत् त्वमेका परब्रह्म रूपेण सिद्धा. As the one sun reflected in different pools of water appears as so many different suns, so thou too, O mother, appear as many through delusion. But still, thou art the one without a second, known as the Supreme Brahman. And to thee, O Divine Mother Sai, I offer my most loving pranams. Revered elders, teachers, and my dear sisters and brothers, loving Sai Ram to all of you. The annual sports and cultural meet has received widespread acclaim from different sections of the society. But is it only about the color, grandeur and majesty? No, it is rather about our bonding with Swami, and that is why participating in the annual sports meet is such a beautiful occasion for all of us. There is beauty in the perspiration that goes into the preparation. There is beauty in the joy that we derive by helping others. And there is beauty in the realization that He is the one who performs, He is the one who observes, and He is the one who applauds. I would now like to talk about the various events put up in front of Bhagwan this year. First, we had the dexterous gymnasts performing the acro yoga stunts. Acrobatics tones the body and yoga tunes the mind. When these two are in unison, whatever we do becomes an offering to God. The two boys walking fearlessly on the cube, blindfolded, had all of us on the edge of our seats. They taught us that with blind faith in God, even when there seems to be no road ahead, we can still wade through difficult situations and reach our ultimate goal. Juggling isn't an easy task, but the dynamic jugglers made it look like a child's play, showing us that impossible is not a fact, it is just an opinion. And they didn't leave it to juggling on stable ground. They went on to juggle on waveboards, on bicycles, on monocycles, and even on a rolling barrel. The ease with which they performed their stunts told us that we should practice not just until we get it right, but until we cannot get it wrong. The cowboys showed a spectacular array of skillful dance movements. The lasso portrays the desires of the mind which binds us to this materialistic world. The only way to slip out of the steel-like grip of the desires is to surrender body, mind and soul unto the Lord of the universe. It is said, those who leave everything in God's hands will eventually see God's hands in everything. And that is exactly what the hidden hands showed us with their synchronized hand maneuvers depicting various aspects of creation and life. The silhouette of our beloved Bhagwan formed by them showed that although individually we are sparks of God, yet it is only through harmony and unity that we can attain divinity. And finally, coming to the cultural aspect of the annual sports and cultural meet. On the 12th of January, we had a wonderful drama presentation by the students of the 12th class entitled Duniya Ek Parivar. The drama emphasized that our priority should be to serve the society, as Swami himself says that service is the surest way of self-transformation. S-A-I, Sai first, all others next, and I last. Dear sisters and brothers, it's time. It's time we finally realize that there's family in the world. To put it in a nutshell, the annual sports meet brings out the best in us because we do it with the sole aim of pleasing our beloved Bhagwan. As they say, when the going gets tough, only the tough get going. And that is exactly what applies to us students, because we have Swami as our mastermind. Yatra yogi swarah krishnah, yatra partho dhanurdharah, tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvanitir matir mama. To all the members of this vast divine Sai family, I wish a holy Sankranti and a blissful year ahead. Jai Saram.
Giving all praise and honor to God, my most beloved Bhagavan, Baba, for truly it is He that speaks through me. Respected elders, my dear sisters and brothers, fellow seekers on the path of truth, purpose is a powerful and ubiquitous concept. Ever since humanity emerged from the womb of time, the concept of purpose has guided us like the shining northern star through the best of our times and the darkest of our days. Ever since humanity had that concept and feeling of purpose, it kept us going in every pursuit and endeavor that seemed hopeless and lost. Throughout the sojourn that we consider and fondly as life, it is through these manners, through these concepts of purpose that have kept us going forward. Purpose to provide a practical definition, is nothing more than the answer to a question that burns through our minds from time to time. Purpose. The answer to the question, why am I doing what I am doing? What is the purpose of me doing this kind of work? It is a question that burned through our minds, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, as we presented and practiced for our sports meet this year. We asked this question quite often. We asked this question when we fell off our bikes and bit the dust. We asked this question when we lost balance on our skates and knocked off our feet. We asked this question when we fumbled on our dialogues for the drama for the 100th time. We asked this question when we missed the beat of the drums. We asked this question whenever we missed the beat of the dance. We asked this question long into the night as we rearranged and rearranged the drama and music tracks, our eyes pining for rest. We asked this question as our captains yelled, "Samne se tez chal," and our arms and legs screamed for line todega, line tod. We asked this question whenever we felt lost, whenever we felt down during our times this sports meet. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we found that sense of purpose. We remembered a sense of answers. And from that point onwards, magic happened. It simply happened. We got back on our bikes. We got back on our skates. We aligned ourselves with the drums. We aligned ourselves with our dance. We got forward. We marched forward with pride and honor and dignity in our left, right, lefts. We kept on going. And we persevered and continued forward no matter what thing may have stopped us. The notion that a man would stop down when fate has everything at him and yet will stand up with pride, shake off everything and continue forward because of the inner desire burning through his heart. That is the feeling of purpose that we had. Ladies and gentlemen, we may have gotten cuts during our times of practice. We may have gotten our bruises. We may have gotten our scars. But there is one thing that we must remember. Though they are scars that may last a lifetime, they are scars of hope. They are scars of honor. They are scars of pride. Because out of all the purposes that we could have pursued, out of all the purposes that we may hope to seek, the purpose in which we focus our full attention for this sports meet, that was the highest purpose, the apotheotic purpose. That purpose was to see him smile, to see him laugh and enjoy, to see him proud and make him proud that we are his students, that we are his children, his very own sons and daughters. And Swami, words cannot describe how happy we are to have a guardian like you. Stevie Wonder once said in a famous song, "Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours." All the effort that we've put towards the sports meet has all coalesced to become the final offering that we have offered at His Divine Lotus Feet in the past few days. And we have done that with perseverance and pride. Signed, sealed, delivered. For Bhagavan, we are yours. Thank you and Jai Sairam.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Swami. Beloved Bhagwan, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you present here. It is a hot Sunday afternoon in Vrindavan. The students are given a short 10-minute break after a tedious dance session. The choreographer calls up one of us and says, "Hey, you've got really long arms. You should try something new." The student walks up to the center and to his amazement, the choreographer of the dance helps him perform a jaw-dropping sequence of contortions, the bone-breaking style of dance. Well, the most surprising part was, and more than all of us, the choreographer himself was the most surprised. He said, Gopal, what you have just shown all of us takes years of training for professional dancers to master. Needless to say, Gopal was surprised and shocked at what he had discovered about himself, the latent talent within him. Dear brothers and sisters, let us all wonder. All that we have witnessed over the past 4 days has been practiced and perfected within a span of 3 weeks. How is this possible? Well, it takes much more than human effort, something supernatural, something that we his students choose to call the grace of our beloved Lord, without which this is an impossible task, without which the annual sports and cultural meet would have remained an unrealized dream, and definitely not a reality, an unrealized dream. Well, before the commencement of the sports meet, the student is required to list out his preferences in the various events as per his choice. And the student might not necessarily get to take part in the event of his choice. For instance, let's take the case of a student comfortable in dramatics. Due to unforeseen circumstances, he does not get to take part in the drama and is instead placed in the dance team. He takes this as an opportunity to learn something new, puts in a lot of effort and hard work, and does it with a sense of, I'll come to that later. This sports meet has helped me move out of my comfort zone, has taught me that life is not always about being comfortable. It's about trying something new, putting in a lot of hard work and effort, and this has instilled in me some sense of self-belief. Well, there are still some unanswered questions. When last piece in this jigsaw puzzle? The questions. One, how did Gopal and the likes of him bring out the latent talent within themselves? Two, how do the students actually come out of their comfort zone? And three, how does one earn the grace of the Lord? The answer to these three questions is a simple word, an 8-letter word. O-F-F-E-R-I-N-G. An offering which is what the annual sports meet means to the SAI student. An offering which just does not happen on the 11th of January, but happens every day when the student collectively joins with his fellow brothers to offer prayer before every rehearsal. When the student changes his own personality to indicate the motivations, the intentions, and the dialogue of the character he's portraying in a drama. When the student falls down innumerable times, every muscle of his screaming in pain just to master a 15-second sequence in gymnastics. When the student strikes his metal sword against the shield and goes for another round of breathless dancing. Each and every step taken to achieve perfection is an offering to our beloved Lord. For it is this sense of offering that earns us the grace of the Lord. It is this sense of offering that helps Gopal and his fellow mates to actually bring out a latent talent within them. It is this sense of offering which helps students to move out of their comfort zone. And when you offer everything to him, Swami himself take care of everything, and the sports meet becomes a journey of self-exploration, a journey in which he himself acts as the guide. And on a larger scale, the sports meet acts as a spiritual achievement for the entire SAI student fraternity. Thank you all for the attention. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer myself at your lotus feet, Swami, and I pray to you to speak through me. Respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, a warm Sai Ram to one and all present here. Some years back, a devotee in my samiti asked me, why do we have the sports meet? At that particular point in time, I did not have a solid answer. But having gone through 7 years of sports meet, I think I have experienced an answer. So here are some reasons that I believe are the reasons for the sports meet. The first and the most important reason is that the Lord of the universe gives us an opportunity to express our love and gratitude to him. Umpteen instances are known where Swami, out of his motherly love, would caution students not to take up risky stunts. And back would come the reply from students saying, Swami, we know that you are there with us. Then why do we have to fear? Brothers and sisters, just imagine the moment. How proud and happy Swami would be. And that is verily the first reason. It is only to make Swami happy. As many of the speakers before me mentioned the same point, this forms the crux of sports meet. It is an opportunity for us to express our love and gratitude to you, Swami. The second point would come up with this story. A boy this year from the Prashantinilayam campus opted to be part of the rope stunts, even though he was afraid of heights. With a lot of encouragement from teachers and other students, he took up the riskiest stunt of performing a free fall from a height of 40 feet. The first time he was going to try the stunt, he was really nervous and tensed. He did not know what would happen. Little did he realize that after performing the stunt, his fear of heights would vanish. And not only this, brothers, he would also experience the jewel of self-confidence. And this verily is the second point. Swami has given us this opportunity to rekindle or harness this capability of self-confidence within us. Now onwards, the boy would be more confident with himself than he was ever before in his life. The third point is an attribute of teamwork. This year in Prashantinilayam campus, we were given an opportunity to choose from events like martial arts, rope stunts, and we could also opt to be part of other groups like stage decoration, torch vehicle, and many more. I took up this opportunity to be part of the music group and was given the chance of working the background music for the drama put up by Prashantinilayam campus. This being my last year, I was really excited to give my best. But as fate would have it, 2 to 3 days into the sports meet session, I was really ill. I was desperately praying to Swami to help me recover back to health because I thought that without me, the background music work will not go on. It took me 7 complete days to recover from that illness and I was mentally prepared to take the mounting work. All the work had to be completed in a couple of days. It was really depressing. The day when I went back to studio, to my utter amazement, I found that all of the work has been already completed. This was really surprising. I did not expect it even in my wildest dreams. On further inquiry, I found out that some of the brothers from other events had volunteered to find time out of their busy schedule to come and help with background music. Is this not an apt example of teamwork? And here also I learned another beautiful lesson that Swami would want us to learn. We all think that we play mighty big roles in Swami's mission, but actually Swami gives us small opportunities to be part of it. It is for our personal growth that we must seize, grab and snatch them. Because with or without us, His mission goes on. In conclusion, Swami, thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity to put a smile on your face. Love you, Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
Heartfelt thanks to all the speakers who have given their perspectives about the sports meet. As was just mentioned, logic plays no role when there's a meeting between the faith that is carried in the hearts of the students and the grace that is showered by Bhagwan. Now, we'll come to the presentation of the Founder Chancellor's Cup to the students of all the Sri Sathya Sai educational institutions. I invite Sri K. Chakravarti Garu, IAS retired, Chancellor of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and trustee Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust to come forward to give away the Founder Chancellor's Cups. Let us first begin with the tiny tots from Sri Satya Sai Primary School. A big round of applause for the wonderful scintillating presentation that they made on the 11th of January. Next, we have the little children from Srimati Ishwaramma High School. A round of applause for the children for their performance on the sports day, the 11th of January. Now, we will have the presentation of the Founders Chancellor's Cup to the students of the Anantapur campus, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Next, the students from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences. Let us now welcome the captain and vice captain of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam, to receive the Founder Chancellor's Cup. Thank you. Next, the captain and vice captain of Vrindavan campus, Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning. Please come forward. Now let's welcome the captain and vice captain of Muddanelli campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning to receive the Founder Chancellor's Cup. Finally, the Founders Chancellor's Cup will be presented to the students of the Prashanthi Nilayam Campus, Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning. The Institute Captain and Vice Captain will come forward to receive the cup. Thank you, sir. I now request the physical directors of all the campuses of the institute and all the educational institutions to come forward and take Bhagwan's blessings. From the Anantapur campus, we have Mrs. K. Hemalata. From the Prashanthi Nilayam campus, Sri R. N. Ravindra Kumar. Sri T. R. Chaudegowda from the Vrindavan campus. Sri Raghunath N., Sri Satya Sai High Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam. Sri Vinod Kumar A., Sri Satya Sai Primary School. Shri Sanjeev Kumar, Srimati Ishwaramma High School. Now moving on, we'll now have the presentation of the Institute House Championships. I request Shri G.S.R.C.V. Prasad Rao Garu, IAS retired, Member Secretary and Trustee of Shri Satya Sai Central Trust, to come forward to give away the cups. Shri Prasad Rao Garu. Firstly, we have the presentation of the House Championship to the Anantapur campus. The overall House Championship goes to Satya House. Sports and Games Captain Asha Basnet, Cultural Captain E.T. Kapoor, and Fine Arts Captain Muskan Srivastava. Next, we have the presentation of the House Championship to the Brindavan campus. The House Championship goes to Bharata House, Captain Jeevan Reddy and Vice Captain Venkat Nalin Sai. Now, we will have the presentation of the House Championship to the Mudan Ali campus of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Captain Sandeep Pradhan and Vice Captain Surya Lamichani of Prema House. Thank you. Now we'll have the presentation of the house championship to the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. The undergraduate house championship goes to Prema House, Captain M. Rahul and Vice Captain Abhishek Raju. Next, the championship cup to the postgraduate students of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. The house championship goes to Dharma House, Captain Hemachandar and Vice Captain G.N. Vikas. Thank you, sir. Following this, now we will have the presentation of the house and individual championships to the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. For this, I invite Sri R.J. Ratnakar, Trustee Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to come forward to give away the cups. The athletics house championship goes to Satya House, Captain Sai Santosh and Vice Captain Bhargav A. The Games Cup goes to Satya House and Prema House jointly, represented by Captain Sai Manikanta and Vice Captain Deekshit Reddy. Talent Search Cup goes to Dharma House, Captain Sai Karan D and Vice Captain Omkar Anmol. Finally, the overall house championship, the cup goes to Satya House, Captain Anmol Ranjan and Vice Captain Prashant C.H. Moving on, now we'll have the presentation of the individual championships to the students of the higher secondary school. Individual athletics champion, sub-junior category, Nandisha SN of the 9th standard, has won the first prize in 100 meters, first prize in 200 meters, first prize in obstacle race, third prize in high jump, and is a member of the winning team of volleyball and Vedam group chanting. Individual athletics champion under the juniors category, Anirudh RK, 11th standard. First prize in 400 meters and 800 meters. Second place in triple jump, 1500 meters, long jump, sack race, and third place in high jump. Is a member of the winning team of cricket, 4 into 400 meter relay, and also runner up 4 into 100 meter relay. Athletics champion under the seniors category, Aditya MVS of the 12th standard, has won first place in 200 meters, 400 meters, long jump, triple jump, and second place in 100 meters. He is a member of the winning team of volleyball, basketball, football, 4 into 100 meter relay, 4 into 400 meter relay, winner of the ad campaign team, dance competition, and runner up in skit competition. Individual ECA championship under the seniors category goes to Arvind Narayanan of 12th standard. He has won first place in Vedam chanting, first place in Vedam explanation, first place in elocution and essay writing English, second place in acting. He is a member of the winning team for the skit competition, Vedam group chanting, and also 3000 meters race. Thank you, sir. Now, we move on to the presentation of the individual championships of the institute. We will begin with the Anantapur campus. For this, I invite Professor Dr. C.B. Sanjeevi, Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, to come forward to give away the prizes.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, and my dear students, loving Sai Ram to one and all, I have the pleasant duty to announce the names of individual champions for the academic year 2019-20 of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Athletic championship for undergraduate goes to Keshavani Nikheti, 2nd BSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in 100 meters, first in 400 meters, first in long jump, second in 200 meters, 4 into 100 meters relays first, 4 into 400 meters relay first, handball winner, coco winner, runner-up in throwball. Athletics runner-up goes to Yamini H. of 2nd BSc Honours. First in 200 meters, second in 100 meters, second in 400 meters, second in long jump, 4 into 100 meters relay third, 4 into 400 meters relay third, Coco runner-up. Cultural championship for undergraduate goes to K.T. Tripathi, 3rd BCom Honours. First in creative writing Hindi, second in mono acting, Hindi elocution merit, Mehindi art merit, short play first. Goes to M. Rajameenakshi, 3rd BSc Honours. First in classical music competition, 3rd in light music competition, mono acting merit, orchestra 2nd, short play merit. Championship for undergraduate goes to Pragati Gupta, 3rd BSc Honours in Biosciences. Floor Art 2nd, Bookmark Craft 3rd, Collage Art 3rd, Jewelry Craft 3rd, Mehindi Art 3rd, Theme Based Painting Merit. Runner-up for undergraduate goes to Shreya Shamling of 1st BCom Honours. First in collage art, 3rd in creative writing English, 3rd in food memos contest, theme-based painting merit, wealth out of waste merit. Athletic championship for postgraduate goes to Vandana, 1st MSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in 200 meters, first in 400 meters, first in 800 meters, first in high jump, first in long jump, 4 into 100 meters relay first, 4 into 400 meters first, and Coco winner. Athletics runner-up goes to Akshya Ravi Shankar, 1st MSc Mathematics. First in discus throw, first in shot put, second in javelin throw, throw ball winner. fellowship for postgraduate Sai Punita, second MBA. First in creative writing English, first in group dance, first in orchestra, second in short play. Runner-up, Sai Rema T, second MA in English Language and Literature, second in Creative Writing English, second in English Elocution, second in High Jump, second in Mono Acting. Final championship for postgraduate Sumani Rai, first MSc in Biosciences, first in collage art, first in objective drawing, first in theme-based painting, second in bookmark craft, second in illustrative writing, jewelry craft merit, wealth out of waste merit, short play first, group dance second. Sudhyakshna, second B.Ed. First in creative writing Telugu, first in floor art, first in jewelry craft, second in Mahindi art, third in illustrative writing. Thank you, sir, for giving away the trophies. Now we have the prize distribution for Brindavan campus.
We'll now have the presentation of the individual championships for the men's campuses. We begin with the Brindavan campus. The athletics champion is Saurabh Suman of the first year BCom honors class. First prize in 100 meters, 200 meters, long jump and triple jump. Third prize in 400 meters and is a member of the winning team 4 into 400 meter relay. Cup for athletics runner-up goes to Anmol Pradhan, second BSc honors. First in 400 meters, 800 meters, 1500 meters and 10,000 meters is member of the winning football team. The cultural championship of the Brindavan campus goes to S. Sai Sriram of third year BCom. He has won first in individual Vedam chanting, Sanskrit elocution, short story writing, Stotram chanting and second prize in essay writing and instrumental music. He is a member of the winning orchestra team. The award for the cultural runner-up goes to Rama Subramanya Gargaya of second year BCom. He has won first prize in instrumental music, first prize in pick and act, First prize in Telugu elocution and Vedam explanation. He is a member of the winning ball badminton team and also the orchestra team. Next, we have the presentation of the individual championships to the students of the Mudanalli campus. The athletics champion is Sameer Kumar Majhi of third year BBA. First in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters and triple jump. Second place in long jump, merit in 10,000 meters. The athletics runner-up is MAJTVSS Durgesh of first year MSc in Data Science and Computing. First place in discus throw, first place in hammer throw and first place in shot put. Campus cultural championship goes to Bhat Janak Ashwin of second year BBA. First place in Hindi elocution, model making, painting competition, short story writing, third place in sketching competition and a member of the winning debate team. The cultural runner-up is Thirumal Raju Rohit Verma of first year MSc in Data Science and Computing. First place in poster making, second prize Sanskrit elocution and third prize in painting competition. Now we will have the presentations to the students of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus, beginning with the undergraduate section. The athletics champion undergraduate is Sridhar Sola of first year BSc honors. First place in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, long jump and third prize in triple jump. The athletics runner-up is Utsav Deb of second year BBA, of second year BA. First place in 800 meters, first place in 1500 meters, first prize in 10,000 meters, first prize in high jump, second place in triple jump. He's a member of the winning team, 4 into 100 meter relay, 4 into 400 meter relay, member of the winning team of basketball, football and volleyball. The undergraduate cultural championship goes to Vedant Monger of third year BSc honors. First prize in mono acting, first prize in short story competition, first place in Stotram competition, second in photography, and a member of the winning debate team. Cultural runner-up is once again Sridhar Sola, first year BSc honors. First prize in English elocution, first place in Vedam chanting, second in mono acting and short story competition, member of the winning debate team, drama group, orchestra team, and also Vedam chanting group. Now we will move on to the distribution of the individual championships to the postgraduate students. The athletics champion is Tota Sujendra of first year MBA. First prize in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters and long jump. Member of the winning team 4 into 100 meters relay. Member of the winning team basketball, volleyball, and runner-up in badminton. Athletics runner-up, postgraduate section, Palzer Tamang, second year MA in economics. First place in 800 meters, 1,500 meters, 5,000 meters, 10,000 meters race, first in badminton, first in lawn tennis, second in shot put. He is also a member of the winning team, 4 into 400 meters relay, and also the lawn tennis team. The postgraduate cultural championship is given to C. Sai Rami Reddy of first year MSc in biosciences. First place in modeling competition, painting, poster making and sketching. Cultural runner-up, the cup goes to Raghuveer Sai Kumar of first year MBA, first place in short story competition, first place in Telugu elocution, and third place in mono acting. Thank you, sir. Now we come to the end of the prize distribution ceremony. I thank all the dignitaries who came forward and gave away the wonderful cups and prizes to the students. We also thank Bhagwan for giving us the opportunity, this wonderful opportunity to be in His divine presence and receive His bountiful love and grace. With humility, now I request our founder chancellor, our most beloved Bhagwan, for his benediction, Sai Ram.
Prema Sarupulena, Yuvati Yugulara.
Embodiments of love, men and women, youngsters.
Inati Parvatinamu, Anek Soundaryamulato, Praveshistu Vachindi.
The festival of this day has stepped in with all the gaiety and festivity.
Yuvati Yukula Yoka Pradhalamachetane Anandamu Abhrityavutu Vachindi.
This led to the blissful state of the mind because of the youngsters, men and women.
Itti Pavitramena Dinamu Samanyamena Pitti Dinam Kadu.
This sacred day is not an ordinary one.
Dinini Uttarayana Parvadinam ani kudanu pilustu vacharu.
This is also called the sacred day of travel towards the north, Uttarayana Parvadina.
Sarvottamainatuvanti yokka gunamulanu andistu sarva satkarmalanu kudanu cheekurustu sarva sampadalanu kudanu andistu aanandamunu andisteetuvanti yokka dinamu.
The holy festival of this day confers the noblest of features and also helps us to undertake sacred acts, giving us plenty in prosperity and the bliss.
Vidyarthulara,
students,
vidyarthiniyulara,
boys and girls,
eenadu aata paatalu anni kudunu aanandam chethe gaani aahladam chethe gaani utsaham chethe gaani.
The music, sports and games that have been very successful because of bubbling enthusiasm and your dynamism. In fact, for the whole world, the youngsters set a role model. The virtues are most important.
Saujanyamu, sausinyamu, uttrushtata, ee moodu kudanu vidyarthulu yokka pradhanamainatuvanti yokka shaktulu.
The mighty power among youngsters lies in the heights of nobility, the character and also that of
ee vidyarthulu annintini sadhistunnaru.
Students today could achieve everything.
Kani denini sadhinchina sarvamunu sadhinchina varavudaro danini matramu ye matramu pracharam cheyatam ledu prayatnam cheyatam ledu.
In fact, we have not been publicizing, not sharing that important thing. If we accomplish that, the rest would be accomplished.
Manavani shariramanandu atyanta uttamainatuvanti oka bhavamulu urru telugutunnavi.
In fact, there have been tremendous beautiful sentiments in every man.
Atti shakti mariye vyakti endukudanu kanaradu.
This mighty strength is not noticed in anybody.
Adiye అనేక సంకల్పముల చేత కూడినటువంటి ఒక మనస్సు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ అ మైండ్, ఎ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్.
మనస్సును సాధించినటువంటి వ్యక్తి దేనినైనా కూడా సాధించగలడు.
ద మైండ్, ద వన్ హూ కెన్ విన్ ఓవర్ ద మైండ్ కెన్ విన్ ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్.
మనస్సుకు మించినటువంటి శక్తి ఈ జగత్తులో కానరాదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ గ్రేటర్ పవర్ దెన్ ద మైండ్.
మన ఏవ మనుష్యానాం కారణం బంధమోక్షయో అని మనసే ప్రధానమైనటువంటి మోక్షము, మనసే ప్రధానమైనటువంటి శక్తి, మనసే ప్రధానమైన కారణము.
మైండ్ ఈజ్ అ ప్రైమల్ కాజ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ ద బాండేజ్ అండ్ ద లిబరేషన్.
ఇట్టి మనసును మానవుడు ఈనాడు సాధించలేకపోతున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ షుడ్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్ హిజ్ మైండ్ టుడే.
కనుకనే మానవుడు అందుకోదగినటువంటి ఒక ఆనందానికి అత్యంత దూరం అయిపోతున్నాడు.
Therefore, he could not be the recipient of the bliss for which he has to
మనసును స్వాధీనం చేసుకున్నటువంటి వ్యక్తి ఎంతటి గొప్ప ఘనకార్యమైన కూడా సాధించగలడు, అనుభవించగలడు.
ఇఫ్ యూ కంట్రోల్ యువర్ మైండ్ యూ కెన్ బి సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఇన్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ది టాస్క్ అండ్ యూ కెన్ బి రిప్యూటెడ్.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్,
విద్యార్థినియులారా,
బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్,
మనోనిర్మలమైనటువంటి ఒక తత్వమును మీరు సాధించాలి.
అచీవ్ దట్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్.
ఈ మనస్సును అదుపులో పెట్టుకున్నటువంటి వ్యక్తి అన్నింటినీ కూడా సాధించగలడు.
ఇఫ్ యూ కంట్రోల్ యువర్ మైండ్ you will be able to accomplish anything.
ఈనాడు మనం ఆటపాటల్లో ప్రవేశించాము.
Today we are in sports and games.
కానీ ఈ ఆటపాటలు భౌతికమైన, లౌకికమైన, ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటివిగా భావించరాదు.
You should never consider them as worldly, physical acts.
నైతిక, ధార్మిక, ఆధ్యాత్మిక శక్తి సామర్థ్యములని కూడా విశ్వసించాలి.
You should consider them as acts of morality, righteousness and spiritual deeds.
ఇట్టి నైతిక ధార్మికమైనటువంటి శక్తులను సాధించినటువంటి వ్యక్తియే నిజమైనటువంటి విద్యార్థి.
He is a true student if he achieves excellence in the fields of the morality, the spirituality and righteousness.
కేవలం శారీరం యొక్క పుష్టి తృష్టి కోసమని మనం ప్రాకులాడకూడదు.
We should not merely struggle for the physical strength only.
మానసిక శక్తి సామర్థ్యములకు తగినటువంటి కృషి చేయాలి.
We should strive hard for our mental strength.
మనసును మనం స్వాధీనమునందుంచుకోవాలి.
We should control our mind.
మనసును మనం బానిసగా చేసుకోవాలి.
And we should make the mind our slave.
కానీ మనసుకు బానిసైపోయినప్పుడు మానవుడు ఎంత శక్తి సామర్థ్యములు కలిగినటువంటి వాడైనా కూడాను బలహీనుడైపోతాడు.
If you are a slave to your mind with all your strength, you will be weak.
కనుక మనసే నీకు ఒక బానిసగా మారిపోవాలి.
Therefore the mind should be your slave.
ఈ ప్రాప్తమైనటువంటి బహుమతులు ఎన్ని పొందినప్పటికీ ఇది నిజమైనటువంటి బహుమతి కాదు.
All the prizes that we receive, they are not prizes in the true sense.
ఒక్క మతి ఉన్నటువంటి వ్యక్తియే అనేక ఇక్కట్లకు గురి అవుతున్నాడు.
One with mati mind faces so many problems.
బహుమతి అనేక మతులు చేరినప్పుడు ఇంకా మనిషి కోతి కంటే పీడవుతాడు.
బహుమతి, మెనీ మైండెడ్నెస్, డైవర్సిఫైడ్ మైండ్ విల్ హ్యావ్ గ్రేటర్ ట్రబుల్.
కనుక మనం అందుకోవాల్సినటువంటిది బహుమతులు కాదు.
It's not the wayward nature బహుమతి.
నిజమతిని మనం అందుకోవాలి.
We should have the true state of mind, నిజమతి.
నిజమతి అనేటువంటిది హృదయం నుండి ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి సూక్తి.
Nijamati, the true mind, is the sukti, the true message that arises from human heart.
Sarva shaktulu kodanu manobhavam nundiye manaku aavirbhavistunnayi.
All potentialities are the reflections of the mental feelings.
Manasunu mana friendship chesukovali.
We should control our mind.
ఆ మనసు యొక్క ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ అన్నింటికి మూల కారణంగా చేస్తుంది.
When once you develop friendship with your mind,
భారతీయ సంస్కృతియందు నిజమైన మిత్రుని సంపాదించుకున్నప్పుడే భగవంతుడు సులభంగా వశులవుతాడు.
Then once you have true friendship, you can really experience God.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఒక వారం నుంచి కూడాను మీరు ఈ స్పోర్ట్స్ లోపల ఎంతటి అవస్థ పడుతున్నారో, ఎంత తరబీలు చేస్తున్నారో అది నేను చూస్తూనే ఉన్నాను.
భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ వాచింగ్ అండ్ నోటీసింగ్ ఆల్ యువర్ స్ట్రగుల్, ఆల్ ద స్ట్రెయిన్ దట్ యు హావ్ అండర్ గాన్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద పాస్ట్
పానాదులు వదలి నిద్రాహారములు విసర్జించి ఎంతో శ్రమపడి మీరు పనిచేస్తున్నారు.
యు వర్క్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇన్ ద ఫుడ్, డ్రింక్ అండ్ ఈవెన్ స్లీప్.
కానీ బయట విద్యార్థులు చేసేటువంటి పనులకును మన విద్యార్థులు చేసేటువంటి పనులకును కొంత వ్యత్యాసాన్ని మనం విచారించాలి.
We have to understand here all those things done by the students outside.
బయట విద్యార్థులు ఏదో ప్రైజులు తేవాలని, ఏదో మెడల్స్ తేవాలని ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క పేరు ప్రతిష్టలకై ప్రాకులాడుతుంటారు.
Students outside, they have got only one purpose, to win a prize or medal.
కాని మన విద్యార్థులు స్వామి యొక్క తృప్తి కోసం మీరు పాటు పడుతున్నారు.
The only aim of our students is only to please Bhagavan.
Kanukane swami yokka trupti e vidhanga undali?
How to please Bhagavan?
Sadgunamunu manam motta motta nimpukovali manam.
First we should fill our heart with good virtues.
Needu oka vidhanganu rep marok vidhanga kodanu marchukokoddu.
We should not go on changing from day to day.
Chalinchane manasunu bhramichina drushtini manam poshinchukovali.
We should see that we'll have the unwavering mind and steadiness in our vision.
Nijamuga vidya vidhanam lopala moodu vidhamulanti gunamuni enduku bodhinchindi mana bharatiya sanskruti.
The culture of Bharat laid much emphasis on three principles in the field of education.
Sarvam kalividam brahmanam.
First declaration is sarvam kalividam brahma.
Anaga sarvatra nindinatunti vaadu bhagavantudu okkade aneetunu satyanni visheshinchali.
One should have strong faith that God is all pervasive.
ఇలాంటి నమ్మకాన్ని మొట్టమొదట మనం సాధించాలి.
First we should achieve this confidence in this faith.
ఈ నమ్మకాన్ని సాధించినప్పుడే మనం అన్నిటిని కూడా సాధించమారవుతాం.
with this strong faith, you'll be able to achieve anything.
Where there is confidence,
where there is confidence,
there is love.
There is love.
Where there is love,
where there is love,
there is truth.
There is truth.
Where there is truth,
where there is truth,
there is peace.
There is peace.
Where there is peace,
where there is peace,
there is bliss.
There is bliss.
Where there is bliss,
where there is bliss,
there is God.
There is God.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదట విశ్వాసము.
So we begin with confidence.
కాబట్టి ఫలము మనకు ఆనందము.
The result at the end is bliss.
ఈనాటి యువకులు,
యంగ్స్టర్స్ టుడే,
ఈ శరీరం యొక్క శక్తి సామర్థ్యమును,
ది ఫిజికల్ స్ట్రెంగ్,
వ్యర్థం చేయకండి.
నెవర్ వేస్ట్ దెమ్.
అంత దైవార్పితంగా భావించండి.
ఆఫర్ ఇట్ టు గాడ్.
శరీరంలో ఉండేటువంటి సర్వ శక్తులు కూడాను చాలా భగవత్ యొక్క ప్రసాదములే.
ద ఫిజికల్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఇస్ గాడ్స్ గిఫ్ట్.
ప్రతి ఇంచినందు, ప్రతి కణమునందు, ప్రతి అణువునందు కూడాను భవశక్తి ఉంటున్నాయి.
దేర్ ఇస్ గాడ్స్ పవర్, గాడ్స్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ సెల్, ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఆటమ్.
ఏ యొక్క ఇది మనం వ్యర్థం చేసినా దైవానికి ద్రోహం చేసిన వారం అవుతాం.
ఇఫ్ యూ వేస్ట్ ఎనీ లిటిల్, ఎనీ ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, యూ బికమ్ ఎ బిట్రేయర్, ట్రైటర్.
పూర్తి దైవార్పితంగా భావించుకోవాలి.
కన్సిడర్ అండ్ ఆఫర్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు గాడ్.
కనుకనే మీ ఆటలంతా కూడాను కొన్ని దినములు ఆడినటువంటి ఆటలు మాత్రమే కాదు.
ఇస్ నాట్ స్పోర్ట్స్ అండ్ గేమ్స్ ఓవర్ ఎ లిమిటెడ్ పీరియడ్.
నిరంతరం కూడా మీరు గేమ్స్ లోనే ఉండాలి.
యు షుడ్ బి ఇన్ దిస్ గేమ్ త్రూ అవుట్.
నడిచే నడక యందు,
ఇన్ యువర్ వాకింగ్,
పలికే పలుకునందు,
వర్డ్స్,
వినే వినికిడి యందు,
లిసనింగ్,
తలచే తలపులు యందు,
థింకింగ్,
చేసే పనులు యందు,
యువర్ యాక్షన్,
ఒక్కటే ఏకత్వంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
దేర్ షుడ్ బి పర్ఫెక్ట్ హార్మనీ ఇన్ ఆల్
దిస్. అది భారతీయ సంస్కృతి.
That is Bharat.
Satyam vada dharmam chara anindi Bharatiya sanskruti.
The culture of Bharat said, speak always truth and walk along the path of dharma.
ఈ రెండింటిని మాత్రం మీరు మరువకుండా కాపాడుకోవాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ says that we should uphold and maintain the twin principles of satya and dharma, lead an ideal life. So saying, blessing everybody, Bhagwan concludes his divine discourse.
Bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi, sai
bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi,
hari bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi,
sai bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi,
hari naam bina aanand nahi,
hari naam bina
సాయి గురుదేవా, సాయి Thank you. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪ ಸದ್ಗುರು
ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ದಿನಾನಾಥ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪ ಸದ್ಗುರು
ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ದಿನಾನಾಥ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪ ಸದ್ಗುರು
ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ದಿನಾನಾಥ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರೂಪ ಸದ್ಗುರು
ಮಹಾ
deva.
Hari Swami Satya Sai Hari Bhakta Jana Sangrakshaka Bhakta Jana Sangrakshaka Pati Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hari Shashi Vadana Shikara Sarva
Jai.